Hello everyone, welcome back to our show CodeNow Talks. I'm Artyom Kuranov and I'm the Head of Business Development at CodeNow. And today again with me I have Yanom Linar, our Solution Architect.
Hello.
Hi Yanom. So, last show we discussed when or why to develop your app in the cloud or when to move it into cloud. And it definitely brought a lot of questions that we wanted to address in later shows. But one of those that we should start with, I guess, is, well, what to do when you're in the cloud with your app? What does it take to run it in the cloud? So what I would like to ask you, Jan, today is, okay, I have my app, I've got it into cloud. What do I do with it now?
Yeah, that's natural question, I think, and it's good one. I think we have to come back a bit to the benefits we mentioned last time, because of course we are not moving our application to the cloud just to do it, as we mentioned last time, and we mentioned four major benefits you can use or you can take from this migration to the cloud. First one is that you can shorten time to market with any changes you are providing to your app. You can scale your application much better. You can save your costs, so your IT and infrastructure costs. And last but not least, you can improve your security.
Okay, those are all very valid arguments why to do it in the cloud. But now that I have put it into cloud, we can come up with an example of an app later. But how do I actually use the cloud for my benefit of the app? What does it bring to me?
Yeah, let's look at it from the point of view of these benefits I just mentioned.
Okay, so let's start with time to market.
We can start with the time to market. Let's imagine that you have your app and you migrate your application to the cloud.
Okay.
Of course, in this case, you can even start to use some benefits, and it could be kind of shorter than before to move your application to the cloud, especially if it's a new application and you don't have infrastructure ready yet, and it could take in average organization, let's say mid or large size, it could take several weeks, even sometimes several months to configure, to set up the whole infrastructure needed by the application in your own data center.
Oh, we mentioned last time that basically one of the benefits of the cloud is that you get it on a click, all the infrastructure.
Exactly. And the second thing is, if you will do this in the cloud, then you can start much faster, because the setup of the cloud services is usually much faster and taking less time than to bring the computer servers to the data center, manage the cabling, configuration, and all that stuff.
And plus, it helps you in case you are not sure how to estimate the required infrastructure for your app in the beginning.
Of course.
If you find out midway that you need more, then you can simply use your wallet to expand that.
Yeah. Here we are touching a bit of the scaling. I would discuss a bit more about the time to market topic, because after you have your application deployed, and let's say you need to do some changes, and we know that anytime, continuously, usually you have to do changes to your application. Then, if you have your application in the cloud or develop it in the right way, then you can get even more benefits and even shorter time to market than just counting some infrastructure.
And by time to market, you mean the moment that my first customers can begin to use the application?
I mean, if you have a new feature you want to introduce, from the time someone will come with the idea, okay, let's implement this new feature, it will help us or our clients a lot, until you will really deliver such feature to your clients or users of your application, this time could be shorter or longer. Depends.
How? What does it depend on?
Yeah, it depends on many things, but of course on the how, which programming language are you using, how experienced your team is, and so on. But generally, if you have some application with a certain complexity, which is higher than really simple application, then usually you have quite a lot of people working on that application. And while you have like two, three teams working on the on one single application, you have to somehow, in the usual way, you have to synchronize each team. They are delivering their changes to the application, their features. Okay, and usually you have to synchronize those teams to bring those features in some consistent way. Otherwise, your application could be malfunctioning. There could be some issues and so on. And with the right approach, with we call it with the microservices, you can split the functionalities in your application to be less dependent on each other. And in that case, if you have the proper split done, the goal is that each team could deliver their functions independently on the other teams. Which means that then they don't have to wait until all the teams will deliver their part of the functionalities, and they can go by their own pace.
Okay, you mentioned, okay, so that's the microservice way. From what I understand, or at least in my experience, whenever I heard anyone developing anything in cloud, it is often connected to microservices.
Yes, it is. Because, we will talk about that later, I think. Microservices are quite usual approach to get a lot of benefits from the applications running in the cloud. Of course, you can run microservice application also in your own data center, but especially in the cloud, it will bring you additional benefits. Yeah, and we can come to that. We talked about the time to market. We can now go to the other topic, which is scaling of the application.
Okay, so just getting back to one more time to time to market. So just for me to understand, the benefit of cloud in regards to time to market is the infrastructure. It's the possibility to better organize or structure your teams that's connected to microservices. Microservices application structure. And was there anything else? What was the other?
I think there are many details we can discuss, and I believe we will discuss in the next episodes. But for today, I think it's quite enough, and we can really go to the scaling or other.
Well, scaling, that's what you mentioned already. Scaling, that's to benefit using cloud when talking about my or developing my app in the cloud. In regards to the scaling, I already mentioned that you can use your wallet to scale. Is it that easy? Like, does it just take the wallet to scale?
Yeah, it depends also on the way how are you scaling. If you are scaling good, your wallet could be fine. If you are scaling not, let's say, not the best way, then your wallet will cry.
Okay. Yeah, I heard some examples where somebody didn't take much control of the scaling, just left it open, and then of course the bill kept multiplying every month or maybe even every day.
Yeah. I think that's another part where microservices could be very helpful. Yeah, because let's imagine some complex application. There are many parts of the application and so on. And if your application is just, we call it monolith, yeah, like a huge block, which you cannot like split properly, then if you are scaling, okay, you can either pump up the block or add another big block of your application. But usually it's not the case that the whole application is consuming all your resources. And in that case, you are like, you have a huge box, but you are utilizing just a small place inside.
Okay.
Yeah. Just because there is one big thing inside, mm-hmm. you have to scale up the whole box properly.
Okay, that's an interesting analogy.
So if you take out the things from the box and find and make smaller boxes, just wrapping those components, mm-hmm. those things, then you will end up, okay, you will have some one or two bigger boxes and many small ones.
Mm-hmm.
And if you start to scale up your application, then you can much more effectively scale up your application, because if you have like additional instance to manage your load, okay, you need additional one of those two big boxes, but the rest will cost you almost nothing,
mm-hmm.
because those will be just the small boxes, yeah, and your efficiency of utilizing the resources you have to pay for the cloud to the cloud provider could be easily like 60% less just doing this breakdown.
It would be really interesting to talk in the future about the best way to dissect your application into correct, let's say, microservices segments, because as you say, you can do it so that you have a chunk of your application that can stay the same. It doesn't need to grow. And then have a lot of small pieces that you grow out, scale up and scale down all the time. And this would definitely, I can see, improve everything. Speed, yeah. Price.
Yeah, you are right. This is definitely one of the most complex thing you are facing when you have to design the new system, the new application, or redesign your application. And there are many, many things which has to be taken into consideration. I'm pretty sure and looking forward to touch those issues and how to solve them. I think there are quite many of them, and we have to dedicate at least one episode to this topic, because it's normal question we are here. We could hear everywhere. What is the microservice? Is this a microservice, or is it too huge? Is it too small? Yeah. So this is one of the questions which are natural, and we will definitely touch them.
And I actually touched when talking about scaling. I think it's very much connected to the cost management and resource management, and that's exactly what we're talking about. Is that if you split the app, then it's then I guess it's easier to work with it, either from the scaling side or to know where to direct your funds or finance. Basically, okay, I know that I will be spending this amount of money here. I will, and it might grow from here to there, because I know this part of the application will scale. On the other hand, I can have some core part that I will know that I will spend this much money, and it will not cost me more than I. That's actually one thing that I would asked, like, could you, does it make sense to limit the amount of money my app consumes if I can connect resources to money?
It definitely does. And I would say that you should do it. Once you are moving your application to the cloud, you should set up some caps to your resources. Otherwise, and we have seen that such situation quite a lot of times already, that just by misconfiguration of something, you can easily consume like thousands of dollars per hour.
Oh, wow.
On top.
Okay.
Yeah? And you are lucky if you find out very, very soon that. Yeah? And it's not because your application is really doing a lot of things, but because you are misconfiguring something. Partially, we already touched this costs question, even in scaling, because, okay, if you don't need so many resources, then, of course, you are saving your costs. But you can even benefit further from the proper structure of your application. Yeah? And it's not anymore like dependent or touched or in a relationship with the scaling. It's related with the fact that, as I mentioned, only part of your application usually consumes significant amount of resources, CPU or memory. And if you have a good structure of your application, then you can identify quite easily which component is this greedy one.
Mm-hmm.
And you can optimize just one or two components which are worst, because usually the rest is fine. And you don't have to like optimize 100% of your code. You can focus on 10% of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And there are many ways how to do that. Yeah. For example, okay, maybe you are using Python to develop your application. It's completely fine because it's very easy to find the developers. It's quite quick to develop anything in Python. But, well, on the other hand, there is some drawback that Python is definitely not the most efficient programming language in the world. Huh? Let's say like
okay.
That.
All you Pythoneers, please don't get angry with us.
I don't have anything against the Python. I think it's a great programming language, especially to learn how to develop something. But if there is something which is really like extensive from the CPU perspective, then maybe it could be worth to at least think about what about to develop this component or refactor this component into C# or Rust or whatever more efficient programming language.
That's right. That's one thing we didn't mention, I guess, is that breaking it up into microservices doesn't just mean that the app is broken down as it is, but you can break it down into different languages, into different
exactly
size containers.
The thing is that you can better manage your application.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah, let's try to manage the crowd of 1,000 people. It's not an easy thing.
Mm-hmm.
But if you split these 1,000 people into, I don't know, 50 groups, yeah, per 20 people, it could be even manageable.
But does it mean that for each microservice, I should have a separate team?
Not necessarily. Definitely, what is true is that one microservice should be managed by single team.
Okay.
You should not like split the responsibility for one microservice to several several teams. But it could happen, and it depends on the complexity as well, that one team could manage several microservices. It depends really on the domain.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But I guess by one team, we don't mean that each team has separate individuals in it. It can be a team that consists of members of other teams, but they're responsible for the for the microservices. Or should it be like completely separate teams that they're not working also on some other
microservices? There are many, many different ways how to manage the development. We believe that the agile way of working is really a good way to move forward, and the approach is clean. Let's build self-sustainable teams, mm-hmm. which are as much as possible independent on the other teams. Those two things, responsibility from the development to operation of the solution, and not to be really heavy dependent on the other teams, mm-hmm. is bringing a lot of benefits to you as a manager of the development or the project, product, whatever, and you can deliver the things faster. You can deliver solution having the higher quality than without this approach. And right. we can again discuss and yeah. dedicate the whole episode to this considerations.
I think one of the very long episodes, and I think we're going to take at least one more colleague with us, will be definitely microservices and maybe a team topology connected to microservices. And maybe it's going to be one of those longer episodes that will take a bit more time, but sometimes it's necessary if we have a lot to say. But right. we must say that this is all, let's say, our idea. It doesn't mean that the only our way is the best way, but this is what we believe.
Exactly. We have some experience with it, and even we can make an episode inviting more people from different customers, from different teams, and they can share their experience.
That's true.
Yeah.
By the way, you mentioned at the beginning that we're talking about how cloud can be used for scaling, for time to market, for cost management. We discussed this. You mentioned also security.
Yeah. Yeah.
What about that?
Of course, security is very important. Definitely depends on the application, of course, how sensitive are the data processed by your application.
Because a lot of questions that comes up, the first thing that comes up, public cloud. I'm going to put my data in public cloud. That means all public will have access to it. That's the layman's understanding.
No, definitely it's serious topic. And I would like to dedicate a special episode to this. Maybe the next one, we'll see.
We could do that.
Because there are a lot of different aspects which should be taken into consideration regarding to the security. So we'll see.
But maybe just like a quick summary of your understanding of cloud security regarding apps. One sentence summary.
my point of view is that if you develop your application properly, usually the processes and everything to keep your infrastructure secure are usually more secure on the cloud because they are much more standardized than in your own data center. And it also depends on how are you dealing with and so on. Of course, if your application is having some really specific security requirements, then of course you can implement everything better than in cloud because you are specialized.
You mean on-premise and my
on-premise,
my
yeah. But you have to be ready that it will cost you a lot of money. And by the way, even in the cloud, you can, even today, already develop and run applications which requires, for example, PCI DSS audit, which are the applications processing credit cards data. And there are really special, very heavy set of requirements and measures to be applied in this case, and or even some health management solutions and really other kind of sensitive data processing applications could be managed today in the cloud.
Okay, so to summarize, cloud is secure. The more, or let's say in general, it should be secure, but there are a lot of asterisks included in that that needs to be commented on. So let's maybe talk next episode. Maybe that's a good idea for the next episode to talk about security of the cloud before we start talking about how to actually work in the cloud. Okay,
definitely.
I think that's about it for today's show. It was one of those shorter ones where we wanted just to continue from the previous episode, not only how to, if you should go to the cloud, but how to, or what are the first things that you need to do in the cloud and how we can benefit. Like, and I think the core message that we wanted to share is that microservices and everything connected to it, that means how to split your app, how to divide your teams and everything. In our opinion, or at least as Jan said, in his opinion as the solution architect, if you're going into cloud, it's much more beneficial to develop your application the microservices way. Correct?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Well, you heard it here, probably not first, but for the millionth time. So thanks a lot for listening again. We are going to be back again in 2 weeks. It's going to be somewhere around Christmas time. So I don't know if we're going to have some special ho-ho-ho messages for you. Thank you again, Jan, for joining me today. We are going to spend a lot more time together. Hopefully soon we will start inviting some other guests, and our colleagues can wait to be invited as well. Thank you again for listening, and talk to you later.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, everyone.